The following audio is from Hope Hill Church. To learn more about Hope Hill Church, please visit hopehillchurch.org.
All right, so last week we encouraged you to engage in the mission that God has put us on. As a church, we believe that God has put us here not just to come together to gather. I mean, this is great. We're going to take the next 45 minutes or so, or hour, however long, and we're just going to get to know each other better. We're going to enjoy a meal together. But we need to focus on the fact that this church does not exist for us. God called us to be the church for those who do not yet know him. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 and 19, it says this: Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. So now I tell you, therefore, go and make disciples. Our mission from the beginning has been to be blessed so that we can be a blessing, to go out and to bless those who are in our world and make disciples. It goes on to say, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you, and I will be with you until the very end of the age. So our purpose, our focus is to be on God's mission, not our mission. Sure, we're going to plan some things to have some good food at times, to sing some good music, but it's all to help us be better on God's mission for us, and that is to go and to take this love to those who do not yet know it. The second thing I want to encourage us with that echoes last week's theme is that God said that there is so much work to do, and yet the workers are few. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, he says it like this. He said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So therefore, verse 38, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. We fully believe that the mission of God is for all the people of God. It's not just for the paid missionaries. It's not just for the select few paid full-time ministers, pastors, youth pastors, children's ministers. The work of God is for all the people of God. And each and every one of you, as doctors, as lawyers, as soldiers, as accountants, as defense contractors, that's just your disguise. Because each of you are called to be a missionary, an ambassador sent on the greater mission, the mission of God. And so he wants to use you in your spheres of influence to reach out into the harvest that is plentiful. And so the call is, will you join us on mission to be the workers that God is raising up, to take care of one another, and to reach those who are in this world? And the last thing I want to challenge us with is from Matthew 16, 18, where God says this. This is very important for us to realize. And my prayer as God was calling me to be a part of planning this church 4 years ago, was God made me realize that it wasn't about who I am as a person. It wasn't about my skill sets. It wasn't about my abilities. Jesus said, you do your part, but my part is to build the church, Jesus said. Jesus said it like this. Jesus said, Matthew 16, 18, he says, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. From the very beginning, God has called us to be a part of what he's doing. He's the one that's building this church. Just look across the table. It won't take you but a couple seconds to look and see someone you don't know. God planned before the Hope Hill was even thought of. God knew that we'd be sitting in this room together. God knew that he'd be gathering up this body, a group of people, to be built together to be the church, to reach the people that he's called us to reach. And this year, our focus and mission is how can we be better at being disciples who make disciples and taking this word out to the world that does not yet know him. So today, as you eat lunch, as you get to know one another, I want to encourage you to talk about these things. Sure, talk about your soccer schedule coming up. Talk about how we hope the Redskins will at least win half their games this season. Talk about those things, but more importantly, let's talk about how God wants to use us together to make a difference. Last week, I pointed out four ways that you can engage on mission here at Hope Hill Church. The first one was to connect with one another. And that's the point of today, is giving you an opportunity to connect more. When you're sitting in rows and listening to me do all the talking, you don't get to know each other. So we want to kickstart off this year by sharing a meal together and then encouraging you that next week, make plans to go out to lunch with someone you meet. Make plans to have somebody over for dinner, and let's really start to work on the relationships that exist between us. Connect with one another. And a great way to connect here at a deeper level at Hope Hill Church is through our community groups. Take this month to find out what group you should be a part of. The second one is to find a place of service. God is calling us to worship and serve. You see this yellow thing? We've been talking about this yellow handout. We've got like 70 more roles that we could fill with those who are available on Sunday mornings, whether it's welcoming people as they pull in the parking lot, helping children get checked in, helping teach children, helping collect our offering, run the sound and the video. We need you, and we'll help you find a place of serving on a team. The third way that you can help beyond mission with God here at Hope Hill Church is to give. And we're not talking just give when your heartstrings get pulled a little bit. Oh yeah, I heard about that mission project in Cuba. Let's go ahead and give $50 to that. We're asking you to consider investing in what God's doing here as his kingdom is built. Not just one time, but regularly giving a percentage of your income and helping us not just give to a need, but prevent needs from even happening. And as we grow together and give together, we can do many mightier things in his name. And the last one, that video hit a home run with it. We want to invite you to invite others to be a part of what God's doing here. So let's do that. Let's do this together. We have a mission to fulfill. And if you're here checking out Hope Hill Church and this is all a little different, we are different. So just accept it. And we hope that you grow comfortable with it, because we want to not just be a church that gathers together an hour a week, checks a box, and says we've done our Christian duty. We want to be in each other's lives. We want to be sharpening each other, strengthening each other, and making a difference in this world. And my hope is that you're ready to be on that mission with us. As we get ready to pray, I want to invite you, if you've never opened up your heart to Christ, do it today. As we pray for food in a minute, I'm going to pray a prayer that just invites God to be in our hearts. And if you've never prayed that prayer, this is probably the quickest transition to a gospel presentation ever. But it's that simple. You just call out to God and say, God, you know what? I need you. I want to be a part of what you have for my life. Come into my life. Thank you for dying on a cross for me and forgiving me of my sins. Come into me and make me new and help me to be what you want me to be. And then get on board with us and get ready to see God do amazing things. So let's go ahead and pray. For our meal that we're about to have, let's pray for what God is doing in us as a church and pray about what God wants you to do as you plug in here as a part of the Hope Hill family. God, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for being such an amazing God that even though you could do anything you wanted without us, you don't. You invite us to be a part of what you're doing. So God, I pray that wherever we are in our journeys, if we're here sitting here today and we're not even sure we believe in you, God, I pray that our heart is opened even now and says, okay, God, I believe in you. Come into my heart and help me to know who you really are. Help me to begin this journey with you even today. And God, those who are sitting in this room who have been praying about whether or not this should be their church, their church family, I pray, God, that you would help them to have that answered right now. And they would say, okay, yes, God, if this is going to be my church family, show me how you want me to be a part of blessing and serving this family as we serve the world around us. And God, I pray that you also just bless the food we're about to eat. I'm excited to dive into some of this good food, and I pray that you bless it, bless those who have prepared it, and help us to make some good connections over the next hour. We love you and we thank you for what you're doing here. In your name I pray. Amen.